this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is being released across the country at lots of different times, so you might be able to find this one in the theaters this weekend, and it's called American Teen. And it's a documentary that follows a bunch of high school kids through their senior year in a little town in Indiana.
I do what I want to do. I'm here to be me.
I don't have many friends.
I have made up my mind to stay away from anything like a boyfriend.
I'm relying on this season to get a scholarship for basketball.
Okay, so this movie reminds me that high school was incredibly hard. In fact, it's amazing any of us actually make it through it. All the peer pressure, hormones, trying to fit in, and of course all that pesky studying. I'm so glad you only have to do that once. Well, at least most of us, anyway. I mean, there's nothing wrong with spending 7 years in high school, and you know who you are. Anyway, as documentaries go, though, this one isn't too bad. So if you go see this one and you want to see where the kids are now, stick around for the credits. Center Movie Night Traffic Light, American Teen. This one is a yellow light. Now on to Traitor. And Don Cheadle, he is caught up in the middle of Islamic terrorist group who just wants to blow up anybody they don't like with suicide bombers. And before everything goes really wrong, he has to figure out whose side he's really on.
About 6 months ago, we picked up an inner cell.
Raise the threat level. Double up protection.
The White House is going to want action.
Don't you have a guy on the inside?
He's gone silent. For all I know, he's gone over to the other side.
You probably think this movie is jam-packed with action and intrigue. Not so much. There's some action about every half an hour, but the rest of the time you just get to watch bad guys brainwashing people into killing other people. If a movie like this keeps you all sitting on the edge of your seat because it's so darn entertaining, I'm in. But if it seems more like a training video for the bad guys giving everybody new and creative ideas on how to kill us, I'm out. In fact, until the very little twist at the end of this movie, that's exactly what this movie felt like, a training video. Very slow and very boring. And I'm guessing with all the bad guys we already have out there, there is no need for any more training videos. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Traitor, this one is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.